We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Coming up at about 12:30, I believe, is First Bite.
Yeah, you call it First Bite, which is one of my favorite lines ever.
That's when they probably take the air. Is the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest, where you have Joey Chestnut, who's basically taken over the sport after he you talk about great patriotic moments. When he defeated Kobayashi.
Oh, yeah, which was like
time.
World War II all over
I remember
again.
Just watching it up north, just walking around going, USA.
You were proud like when
I was very proud.
The Flyers beat the Red Army.
I mean, first of all, with all due respect to Kobayashi, it's, you know, he's a Japanese athlete.
He's okay? Kind of a DB, too, if you listen to the stuff behind the scenes.
Besides that, it's hot. You know, I'd have no problem, you know, with him winning other, but it's the hot dog. Is there anything more Americana than a hot dog as far as food?
No, especially in Detroit.
Okay.
Where people, by the way, get confused in this country. The Coney dog did not start in Coney Island. It started here, Detroit.
The hot dog is America. So an American, in my opinion, should be the hot dog champion,
Absolutely.
The hot dog eating champion. And so when Chestnut did it, it was awesome. He was upset a couple years ago by no relation and different spelling, but won the only Matt Stoney. And I was kind of rooting for Stoney for obvious reasons. He won, and I think he won in 2015, and then Chestnut got it back, or 2014.
Yes.
And Chestnut,
no, it was 2015 when he won.
2015, so Chestnut reclaimed it last year. And those are the two favorites this year. And what are the latest odds, Mr. Leach?
And by the way, that was Chestnut's first loss since 2006.
Wow.
Now, if people don't know, you could obviously bet on anything, and I do. We have odds for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Stoney.
Where'd they open up at?
They opened up. There's tremendous steam, by the way. And steam meaning there's a lot of movement.
Steam hot dogs.
I'll get to that in a second. The over-under hot dogs eaten. But it opened up. Chestnut around minus $350, meaning if you lay $350, legally, of course, then you win $100. Well, guess what, my friend? It's up to minus $600. So almost double in the last couple of days. But check this out. The over-under hot dog total.
For the winner?
Yeah, well, for the winner. Well, actually, this is Joey Chestnut's total. So
what's the most he's done?
I want to say 70. Let me just double check. I have it right here. So Stoney upset him in 2018, meaning 62, but the record for Chestnut was 70 last year. So that's a new record for Chestnut in 70.
So what's the over-under? Got to be like 66 and a half?
The over-under, the all-time record was 73 in a qualifying event in 2013. The over-under was 67 and a half.
That was close.
And as I mentioned, there's been steam. It's up to 71 and a half.
71 and a half?
71 and a half minus $140, meaning that if you take the over, he's got to eat 72. You have to lay $140 to win 100. That's where the steam is coming on that hot dog bun.
I'm taking the under.
You know, I got to take the under too. You get even money on the under.
Right.
So if it's 71 or less, you're golden. And Chestnut, I mean, it's Chestnut versus the field. So if you want to take money, put money on Chestnut, you're laying a lot of. He basically has the same odds as Pacquiao did. Jeff around the Horn was like a 4-1 underdog. So he's minus 600. The field's plus 4-1. And the over-under, 71.5. I'm with you. Take the under.
Let me ask you this. 248-539-9797.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever bet on?
No. I love watching this.
Me too.
I really do. And there are other people who just think it's disgusting, it's gross. I mean, it's tough to watch at times.
It's not disgusting.
You know, when they regurgitate or whatever, you know.
It's a sport, man. You got to give them credit for what they do.
Is it a sport?
I think it's a sport.
I think they're tremendous athletes. They're trained. You used to think that in order to be a competitive eater, You had to be a big dude. You had to be a fat guy. Right. I don't know. Kobayashi buried that fantasy, didn't he?
Well, they show, and I remember they show, like, you were just watching that sports science thing on the stomach on ESPN. They showed how these guys, the reason they're such good competitive eaters is because they can expand the stomach. It's like working out. And you could be, you don't have to be a sumo wrestler. If you're just someone that works that stomach muscle and trains, you could be, you know, Kobayashi was what, $140, $150?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Chestnut's not a big guy, obviously.
No, not as big as you would think a guy eating 70 hot dogs would be.
No, 248-539-9797. Is it a sport? Do you watch it? I think it's funny as hell. I love it. It's, to me, it's entertaining. And the guy who does the broadcast of it.
Yeah, he's been doing it forever.
He's into it. It's great, if you ask me. 248-539-9797. You know, when you talk about all the greats, I mean, Joey Chestnut, one of the great athletes of our time.
He didn't lose. He hadn't lost in 10 years.
One of the great United States athletes on this 4th of July. I mean,
absolutely.
When you think about it, Kobayashi won the championship from 01 to 06. And nobody thought anybody was going to beat Kobayashi as long as he, you know, was into it. As long as he, you know, didn't get greedy and, you know, want to change sports or do something else, okay?
So he's become like a dark guy?
Yeah, and you know what? And look, and he when he, in 06, when he had 53 3/4 hot dogs, people thought, man, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But in 07, the game changed. And you know, we always sit there and say, back in the day, you know, back in the day. You know, give me my modern Joey Chestnut. Joey Chestnut has won every year except one since 2007. And when he took over for Kobayashi, he didn't just win. He broke barriers. Joseph Chestnut
broke
59 hot dogs. Excuse me, 66 hot dogs. That's 12 hot dogs more than Kobayashi had the previous year.
12 and a fourth.
He went six. Look at this streak. This is amazing. He went 66, 59, 68. He dropped in 54, but still was enough to win. 62, 68, 69, 61, 62. 62 Stoney won it.
Right.
And then last year, Joey Chestnut with 70 hot dogs.
I love how he said he broke down barriers. Like he's did. Like landing on the moon.
You break down the 60 hot dog barrier. That's like, you know, 714 in baseball.
The only modern athlete I can pair Joey Chestnut with is Michael Phelps.
Now, let's give the ladies their due as well. The Black Widow, Sonia Thomas, was dominant for 3 years. But lately, the last 3 years, it's all been Miki Sudo's world, and we're just living in it. I mean, she's gone 34, 38, 38. Sonia Thomas, I mean, I don't know what happened to her. I mean, when she won her highest score
in
2012, she put 45 hot dogs down her throat.
I mean, think about this. Back in the early Kobayashi days, he had 44 and a half in 2003. She could have beaten Kobayashi back then.
That's right. So she's now. I was reading, doing some voluminous research on this.
Well, you're more into this than I am, and I'm into this a lot.
And there's a woman who qualified in a weird way that she and because there was hardly any women who qualified.
Did she sleep with the head of the committee?
She qualified by seven dogs.
Seven and dogs.
And there's somebody else in here. Renee Rofter from New Jersey, seven dogs. Megan Drake, three hot dogs, and she qualified because there was no other women in the Valdosta, Georgia regional.
Three hot dogs? I can do three hot dogs in half an inning.
Look at this. I mean, people are like laughing. I mean, Miki Sudo's laughing at these, but she's got no competition.
38 and a half.
Now,
that's insane.
On the men's side, you have some, you know, you have some strong people. I mean, watch out for Carmen Sincotti. 53 dogs out of the in Queens, and there's one guy. Now, he only had 24, but I believe if we look him up, Dan, maybe you can look up some of his other eating habits, eating championships. But Eric Badlands Booker, he's a staple.
Like a wrestler.
He's a staple in the tournament, in the contest every year, because I always watch the introductions. He qualified in Charlotte with just 24 dogs.
So are you starting to maybe think that we should, we gave the odds out a little while ago. The field is 4-1. Are you starting to think that Joey Chestnut has some exposure this year? The guy that broke down the barrier of the 60 hot dog level?
I don't think he's got, I don't think he has anything to worry. I think the only one he has to worry about really is Stoney and maybe Sincotta a little bit. But it's all Joey Chestnut's world.
All right, I'm looking at some Eric Badlands book. By the way, he's also a hip-hop artist. He's eaten 15 Burritoville burritos in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
2 pounds of chocolate candy bars in 6 minutes. How about this? If you ever wanted to eat competitively corned beef hash, he ate 4 pounds of hash in 1 minute, 58 seconds. How about Humitashen? He's doing it for the Jews out there. 50 traditional Purim cookies in 6 minutes. He also ate 21 baseball-sized matzo balls in 5 minutes, 25 seconds. And I don't know why he did this. 8.5 ounces of Maui onions in 1 minute in August 8th of 2004. He also ate 9.5 one-pound bowls of peas in 12 minutes. These guys are insane.
Oh, you know, all I hope for
it's called a bib sheet, by the way. Not a rap sheet, a bib sheet.
All I hope, I mean, watch out for Boston's own Jeffrey Esper, 51 dogs in the qualifying competition in Boston. So you have people who have done 50 in qualifications.
But I think it's interesting that no one, you know, by the way, on the women's side, I didn't give the odds for the women's
side. That's got to be even more preposterous.
Yes, Miki Sudo is minus 400. Oh. So the line started lower for Chestnut. It's still, hers didn't go up as much. But she's won three straight after Thomas, as you mentioned, signed to the Black Widow,
well,
not the pool girl.
I'm looking at the competition from the qualifying. The only one who comes, I mean, nobody comes close to her.
No, the over-under for
Michelle,
the women, by the way.
Michelle Lesko in the Las Vegas region, she pounded 29 dogs down her throat. But other than that.
29. The over-under for the women, by the way, for the men, it's 71.5. It's 39.5 for the women.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.